come on. Let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Good evening and welcome to our beautiful KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott and Carl is with me tonight. You know, usually we do North State Now, and this is North State Now, but let me tell you what we're doing here. How are we doing with our levels there? What do you think, Jared? Good? Okay, so you may hear a lot of background going on, but we are celebrating 10 years of being on the air. Tonight we decided to do it because of we could be live on the air tonight with my show, our show, the station show, and invite our people that have been loyal listeners that have been with us since day one. We have like a lot of leaders in the community.
We're going to be here till 8 o'clock in the evening. So if you come on down, say hello, get a glass of grog. Or water, or something like that.
We have a beautiful cake, two cakes, and food that was brought in from Carlene's, and wine that was brought in from Mosley Cellars. Our DA is here.
You know,
we're just turning everybody on right now, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring in people to say hello.
Have played parts in our not only in our show but also in our community.
And Dr. Danuka.
Dr. Paish Danuka. Good morning or good evening. Gosh, I've forgotten already.
Well, it's a good morning in Reading with you guys here. So I really. Thank you for actually for inviting me. But I wanted to make a comment for these two people, Linda and Carl. And I have been thinking about this for quite some time, and I don't get a chance to say this. But really, from the bottom of my heart, really, really thank you. And I'll tell you why I feel so about you. Because every community, every town needs a public square.
A public square.
A public square where people can come and exchange the ideas. Even if they disagree, but they can exchange the ideas and can grow together to make their community better. What you guys have created is a public square on the air.
I like that.
For last 10 years, and I've seen you. And we have grown together, right?
We've
grown together, yeah.
You've been with us for a long time.
And I've known that I was probably one of your earliest guests.
Yes.
And you got me started... talking on radio, which I never done this before, and I was always hesitant because of my accent in English, and you guys got me started and got me talking about the politics and society and constitution, and it was just amazing. It was a learning, it was really learning opportunity for me. But what you have done is you have invited the people from all walks of life having opposite opinion, whether they're liberal, whether they're conservative, whether they're Democrats, whether they're Republicans, you have brought them together. And you have done this respectfully. Even if someone is yelling, you're always respectful. You always have this wit with you. And you have done a tremendous job of bringing this community together. And I really, really thank you for that. And you've always been positive. We can always talk negative, especially nowadays when there's such a partisan divide. You have always brought a positive outlook, uplifting outlook for the community. You've given the opportunity to the regular folks, not just the big power people, average person you have given a voice. So I really, really appreciate that, and you just done a tremendous job. Please keep doing this. Thank you.
You know what? Thank you so much for that.
Can we take a bath in that now? I just want to, like, bubble bath in that. Wonderful.
That was great.
Thank you so much, Payush.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Danuka, and I said only one person that I would trust that part of my body with.
And by the way, Linda's first colonoscopy was
on the air.
She called in. She said, I'm getting ready to have a colonoscopy. And Dr. Danuka goes, he says, won't bother me a bit. Wouldn't bother me either.
We didn't actually have the tubal thing going on, but it was the before and after, and it was just, we were trying to enlighten people. We all have parts. You have to pay attention to your parts. If you start to ignore your parts, and people are in fear of, or they're ashamed, or whatever, it's that colon cancer is detectable, and it is something that you can take care of early on.
You have done this for healthcare fields, but also for addiction, for any community problem, for crime, for society, for politics, education. You have touched each and every part of our lives. Thank you.
And speaking of that, we have
thank
with
you
us.
So much, Payush.
We also have with us our district attorney from Shasta County, Stephanie Bridget.
How are you?
Thank you for coming
by today.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely, that was very well said.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a copy of that and just play it every morning.
I'm gonna play it every morning.
That's your morning affirmation.
That's my mantra.
Yeah, that's great. I feel the way, same way. I first came on here several years ago. I don't even remember how long ago.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, it's such a great positive experience and able to get that information out to the community and have a dialogue and talk to the community. I think it's great what you guys are doing.
Well, you know what? It's because of our community.
We've watched you grow. We've watched Stephanie Bridget grow. Right. We've seen three district attorneys since we've been on the air.
Right.
And we've watched your staff, and we didn't know if you we were hoping that, you know, when it came time to, that you were going to be put in that position.
Right.
And you've always come on our show. You've been honest. You've been forthright. And we love your staff. We love what you do, what you stand for. And thank you for being part of our family, our movement.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for allowing me to come in here and be part of that. I think it's so important to come in here and answer those questions, because I don't think we've always done a great job of getting out the information. And you know, I really want to do that. And I'm so happy that you welcome me in here every month and sometimes twice a month to answer the questions that you guys have.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that you guys stay on top of all of those issues and ask those hard questions. And we always have a great time. So thank you so much.
And I just wish, and maybe I shouldn't, but during the breaks, the things that you know, you learn a lot during the breaks.
Yeah, we have great conversations during breaks.
All of our guests, you know, we talk about something, and it may be something that's not ready for publication.
Exactly.
Right now.
Maybe it's a little off, not ready exactly like you said. And so, you know, if you're just tuning in now to This is North State Now at KCNR 96.5 FM, this is your talk radio. And North State Now, I would like to always thank our sponsors, which I could just go a litany of sponsors for what we're doing. And we're staying in the show, but we're actually going to be besides the fact that we're staying over our hour period of time.
We're going to be on the air probably for about an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. So as we talk to different people that are from our
and we're
going to
have
city.
A bubble bath full of love tonight. It's all going to come right over us
like a
warm glow.
But right now, the bubble bath is we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to be right back after these messages.
You can't talk to Dr. Booth.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. Carl's out there mixing and this is, we are live, and this is a very exciting night for us because we're celebrating, hi, we're celebrating 10 years of being in business with Free Fire Radio. And, we launched in a little tiny studio here on Market Street 10 years ago. Can you stay? Okay. And we're just really excited to be here tonight. So we have kind of a gratitude night with food and cake and friends. And Carl's obviously off over there, so I'm just going to carry this conversation on with two people we pulled in here in this segment, Wade Riggs and Nigel Skeet. Hey, guys.
Hi. Good afternoon. Good evening.
And Wade, I've known Wade before. I think Wade is extraordinary. He's got his own Wade, you know, Riggs Media. But before that, I knew him as an actor, producer, director, writer, and then you probably already done your own thing, but recently that's really taken off in the forefront.
Yeah.
And Bobette.
Yeah, my wife's kind of, she's the boss. I just kind of do what I'm told. You know, I keep telling her I'm the eye candy, but nobody's buying that one either. So, but no, we've been here for quite a while, and I am so glad to see the success that you and Carl have had. You know, you've brought so much to the community.
And well, you know what it is when you're a business owner in California. There's a lot of things that go into
insurance and, you know, you name it. You know, when you have to go out and do, when you want to go out and do something and build a business, there's a lot of untold levels and layers of things that you have to do. And so tonight we're talking to doctors and we're talking to media and we're talking to a lot of different people who have their own businesses, and we support that. We've been supported by companies, and we've worked closely with you. We think you have great integrity, and so we commend you, and we've seen you grow, and so congratulations to you as well.
Thank you so much. I don't know what to say, Linda. You know you know how much we love you guys, and your success really is a success for our community, because you've created a platform here that was not here prior and has helped us have a bigger voice, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, if it hadn't been for my husband and being a Marine and having that climb up the hill every single day mentality, I mean, I get exhausted, and he's soldier. He doesn't like the word soldier. I'm Marine. He said I'm Marine through it. Every single day he is in the fight. Every single day he gets up. Some days, you know, for many of our listeners, I don't work Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I do Thursday nights. He is in it every single day. He's on the phone. He's running the business. And so this couldn't happen if it wasn't for Carl. I mean, I'm just going to say that. I mean, I can add my personality to it and love and respect, and we do it as a couple, very much like you and Bobette. You and Bobette have grown into a media company that you weren't doing before. Didn't have the same visual that it does now.
Right. Well, you know, we continue to change and grow over the last 20 years. Well, you know, the way we started the company 20 years ago and where we're at now is totally different. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, Bobette coming in and bringing her own style and me being smart enough to step back and say go, you know. And
right.
She's really changed the company, and you know, I'm blessed every day. Today's our anniversary. So we're having dinner this evening. So.
Oh, well, happy anniversary. I saw that posted, but I didn't realize it was today. So, you know, that just goes to show you that you came tonight on your anniversary. We love you. Happy anniversary to the two of you, and thank you so much. You're very much of a part of our body of work.
Thank you.
And speaking of image, you know, when you take your image and you know that you trust your image with somebody, a photographer who is a personality and a great human being, I want to introduce you to Nigel Skeet.
Hello.
Hi. And when it comes to our photographs that we've done with North State Now, and our photographs that we did with this recent, like, new brand, you know, our new brand, the Enjoy magazine article.
Your album cover.
My album cover. Oh, my God, that feels like 10 years ago. But, yeah, and the list goes on. Nigel Skeet's the guy. I trust my image with you, and that's – people don't understand that. People of Facebook today just take pictures and don't think about – that, you know, maybe you don't clear your image, and your image is part of your personality, and it's a really big thing to protect that. And you have been very diligent in doing so, and I just, we love you and we commend you for having such great taste and respect.
It's been an honor working with you, but I actually consider you guys more friends than...
We're friends. And of course, you're the rock and roll photographer. Your stories of being in L.A. with big hair bands in the 80s, and then working on Skid Row and some of the projects you've done, and then you've moved to Reading. You've got two beautiful twin daughters, and you've just been a very big part of doing the rock star scene, the homeless rock stars here, and so many other projects. But thank you.
You're welcome. And it's actually kind of interesting because in January it will be 10 years that I've been here.
Okay, so we've been here. Carl and I will be married 12 years coming up. For some reason, it feels like there's 2 years that were what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom called me and said, you know, it's coming up on 12 years. We're like, what?
That you've been here.
That we've been married.
Married.
Been here 12, because Carl moved here, and then we got married shortly after he got here, and then we started our station.
So you had that 2 years of culture shock.
Well, kind of. Not really, but yeah. And
somebody asked me when I got back, when I just finished a tour in Iraq, and it was like 110 here in Reading, and they said, gosh, you're so hot here. I mean, don't you think it's hot? And I thought back a few months when I was, it was like about 128. And I'm carrying like 70 pounds of equipment. We're wearing gloves because you touch anything with metal, you burn your hands. Your water is about that same temperature, like about 100. When you drink water that's 100 degrees, it's not like water. It's something else. And so there
lava.
I was, somebody asked
like
me that, and I'm standing
lava.
There in my my shorts, my Hawaiian shirt, my tennis shoes, and I'm holding an iced tea in my hand, and I'm thinking it's air conditioned. And I'm thinking, no, this ain't too bad.
Yeah,
this ain't too bad at all. So,
yep, I can relate. So that, I mean, similarly, that's how I felt about Reading. It took me a little while to get used to it, but after a while, I just kind of realized that this whole area is kind of a blank canvas.
It really is.
And one of the things I love about this community is that it's a...
Well, we've got people taking pictures from the outside. And so if you hear a stop, just be with us. Just pretend like, you know, you hear the party on the other side of the room, and there we go.
A lot of people
ahead.
Are coming
go ahead.
In.
No, but I love, you know, people like Wade and Babette, right? We see them at all the events. We see you guys at all the events, and it becomes this tight-knit community that's actually driving a big part of our community forward, and I love that. And I love all these, seeing all these people
Isn't
here.
Isn't it great? Thank
great.
You so
Super
much for
people.
Being.
People have shows on our station are here, and people that have been played a part in our lives, and you know, behind the scenes. But Wade, I just want to thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
You've done a lot for us, and you've done a lot for our community.
Oh, please, I'm just glad to be here. I'm so glad to be
it's
here.
It's your anniversary, Carl. Tonight, they're going to go out and have dinner, but he came on their anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were just dressing up for me. You know what? I've been seeing those pictures, too, come to think of it, on Facebook, and I'm thinking, how beautiful. How beautiful that woman is there. So you are.
I got lucky. I got lucky.
Well, she
did, too.
Hard
to find a good-looking woman with bad eyesight.
Yeah. I found that. You know, it's not easy finding those. I same thing with Linda.
You just want people with teeth, you know.
Yeah, shot her with a deer tranquilizer dart, and then took her to Mexico and married her. So
we're going to take an early
that
break.
That explains a lot.
You know what? We thank so much our producer. We're going to take an early break. When we come back, we have Senator Johansson and a couple other public officials. We're going to just keep rolling through here tonight.
A lot of our people here, like Shelly from Tobacco Brew.
Yes, we are.
Who was with us at the other station.
From the
station,
very beginning.
At the
absolutely.
Other station. Yeah. So, okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to North State Now with Linda Bott and Carl Bott. It's a little bit different tonight. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary in the business, and we've got a number of people here. If you're listening, come on down.
There we are.
Have a glass of wine and a sandwich here.
Absolutely. We have a fabulous cake that I can't wait to dig into. A gal by her last name is Pervin, and she made a cake. Actually, Carlene's has done the food, and Carlene said, I got this great cake maker. And she said, just trust me. Well, obviously, I just sent her, like, the invite. So this woman literally took the invite and made this cake. One of them is going to be caramel and the other one's lemon. Unbelievable. And just, you know, this is what I'm talking about, the great things about this community. You just go, okay, I'm going to have this. We're going to celebrate. I want to do your food. I'm going to do the food for you. What? No, just trust me. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to handle the cake. And then Mimi Mosley calls up and says,
Mimi's out there.
Yeah, I'm going to handle the wine. And then so we have these a business owner with us tonight that we have loved, we respect, and she's been with us before we even came here. What we're talking about that this gal has been with us since we were 2 years ago across town before we even started here. So that's 12 years
ago. She supported our show from
and veterans,
over there.
Big veteran supporter.
We have two people here that played a huge amount during this last 10 years for different reasons. But Shelley is here from Tobacco and Brew, and we've gone through 12 years since I've lived here, since I was on the first time on the station, on the air, not knowing what I was doing, and I'm 12 years later, I'm still not sure. But good evening, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been an interesting 12 years watching.
It's been a ride, hasn't it?
Right.
So now you're not doing tobacco, you're not doing brew there anymore, but you still call it Tobacco and Brew because it's a brand.
It's a brand, and we sell beer.
So it is brew.
Okay. And that's right. So you sell the beer, but you are constantly doing all kinds of cigar shows and bringing in new, interesting products.
Right. Just got back from Las Vegas in July, spent 6 days there buying cigars and adding on to the humidor because there's just no room for all the new cigars we have.
And you know what? When you go into your place, you know, for you cigar aficionados, this is probably one of the premier places to purchase a cigar, to learn about cigars, is right here in Redding. I mean, I'm talking about all of Northern California. Now, I've been to a couple of them in Sacramento, and they don't even match half of what you have up here.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to improve, and it's a learning process every day. And it's fun. I enjoy smoking cigars myself.
And we're going to start a new segment when we're going to have our Cigar Minute sponsored by Tobacco and Brew.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And we're talking about cigars in this. But we can't thank you enough for how you've been with us and supported us, but all the other things you do too. Tobacco and Brew has supported, veterans events, breast cancer. The one I always remember is this one family that had their house burnt down, and you gave the little girl.
This was years ago.
And the little girl was going to have a birthday. You didn't even know the family. And we had a birthday party. You put on a birthday party for these people that you didn't even know, for that little girl. And I'll never forget that.
Right.
What a kind of person you are.
Just step in where you can and when you can and every day if you can.
So you've been this wonderful advocate in supporting of veterans when we've had, you know, friends that have passed. You will hold a vigil in a room over there. And so I think that's a great segue into a gentleman here who is iconic in our North State. It's a Korean War veteran who has done so much to help our community for the veterans. The chapel, which we had a beautiful ceremonial thing for Bob. We think about every time we walk into that chapel and I go, we think of what the work that you have done, Senator Johanson. Thank you for being here tonight. We love you and welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much. I just figured out somebody I can sue. I gained 2 inches around my waist for this food in here.
Senator Johannesen has been a mainstay not only of Reading, but of course as a senator, head of the California Veterans Administration. He has done so much to bring the cemetery up here, the clinic, and now the new clinic that's being built out on Knighton Road across from the VA Veterans Home that you helped bring here, well, our main pusher of that. And then, like Linda says, the chapel, which is not called a chapel, but it looks like a chapel.
No kidding.
Building something out at Turtle Bay, building a kind of a hospital for injured animals out there.
Yeah,
you and Marianne have done so much for our community.
Well, you know, it's interesting between the two of you when you started this business here. You know, we met several times, mm-hmm. and I knew that things was going to change. And I told you at that time, and then the two at that time, that we needed a voice for the veterans. And you delivered, you did it, and the best compliments I can give you is some of the other people try to follow you. And I think that's good. That's good. No, I just want to love you both. We've been together ever since you started. And I think that I'll forgive you that you're Lieutenant Colonel Marine. I'm an Army private. But that's okay. We understand each other.
Yeah, you know, you did okay for a guy that came off the boat.
Yep. You got it. You got it.
Well, you've been with us, and you were with Carl when he first came back from Iraq and he started a veteran show. Yeah. You were a regular on his show. And then when we started here and we launched our very first program here, you were present. And you've always, when we've called you, you've always showed up. You've been a hero for us in the North State. So we thank you for being with us, and we thank Shelley, too, for all, like, when there's a veteran fundraiser or another fundraiser, I mean, Shelley provides. Here, let me give this, let me give that. And that's what it takes in a community. So
not like the senator.
Well, but I mean, we have you on as our guest in this segment. So, you know, our hearts strings are thrown out to both of you. And we love the fact that you have embraced the veterans with all the power that you can. And we feel blessed to be on this receiving side of your grace.
Well, thank you. Bravo. I can tell you it is an honor for me as an immigrant to do the things and accomplish the things that I wanted to accomplish. And it's working. But I tell you what, I'm going to have to quit this sometimes because, you know, at my advanced age, and don't bug me, Carl. it is, you know, I want some of those young people to get involved in it. And I want them to do something that is, you know, lasting. You know, the lasting part of it is what it is. And I have, you know, it's been my honor to work with the veterans and for the veterans. And unfortunately, my runway is getting shorter. I can't even fly anymore.
Hey, guess what? You still have a lot of rev in your engine. Don't even tell us that, Senator.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes you gotta wish for what fish it is.
Well, you gotta go. You know, don't
worry. We're all out
you
there.
You haven't touched on the runway yet,
we're
buddy.
We're all out there, like throwing your propellers. I'll be out there helping you get it going. Trust me.
There's a lot of things that need to be done. There's a lot of things that can be done, but I'm very disappointed. And Carl, you and Carl both know that. I'm very disappointed in the direction of what we're doing right now. The veterans is not a primary responsibility for the state anymore. And I think that we're going to have to push up a little harder because veterans built this state and they deserve the service they were promised. And if I pardon the expression, I'd be damned if I'm going to let him get away with not doing it.
Well, this is what we love. Do we love the passion? And on that note, we're going to take a break because you just I'll be damned if we're going to let this, you know, be stand by and be silent. So that's why we do what we do. We love you, Senator Johansson, and we appreciate Shelley from Tobacco.
We love Shelley, too.
Always, always take your stuff and put it to the forefront with all that you have, and we both commend you so much.
Solutions are out there. Fundings are out there. But as I told them on the Board of Supervisors, make the damn decision and let us find the money. And I already had some pretty good idea where to get it. But there always seems to be some reason for you can't. Oh, gosh, what? How are we going to maintain this? How do we need some of this? Come on, just make a decision and I'll find this for you. I'll find it. So, anyway.
And you've done it through your whole life. Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you.
And
for
I want to thank both of you for this.
And Shelley, thank you.
You had a good part in it. You had a good part in it and started the changes that we needed changes.
We got another 10
years. I appreciate it.
We can keep pushing.
We can keep pushing.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey,
we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with two of our community leaders here.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The free Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The free Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 440-9137 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
And that's what we're doing, is we're celebrating good times here with our good friends. What a beautiful night here on Market Street as we look out into our street. And you hear some background. We just closed the studio door. Carl and Linda Bott here, if you're just tuning in on 96.5 FM KCNR, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And this is North State Now, but we are just we're bumping a bunch of stuff tonight because we're kind of making this our vibe night. We're not kind of, we're doing that. We're just, you know, forget about anything that was scheduled. We're just doing it our way. And with us tonight, we're very, very excited about two business ladies that we respect, we've been involved with on some level since we started 10, 12 years ago. And that would be
10 years ago.
Well, before that even.
Before that, yeah.
Even
it was
before
that
is Rhonda Ball.
Before you.
Before me.
Rhonda Ball Alfie from Enjoy, who has a show here, and we partnered with you. And mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me here tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for coming
by. And thank you so much for the lovely article, because when we called and said to you, hey, Rhonda, you had always said when you need something really important, we said, you know what, we're celebrating 10 years. This is it. Boom. Boom. That's all it took. This pictures happened. Somebody called us, interviewed us, and you made it happen, and that's how you do things. So we have the utmost respect for you and James and the whole staff.
Well, thank you.
Of Enjoy.
Thank you. And I feel like we kind of do the same thing as you, except not on the radio. So,
well, yeah, you do.
So, you know, we're community people. We like to lift our community up like you do. We're celebrating our 13th anniversary this
Congratulations.
Month.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
So it's really awesome. Yeah. We have a lot of things in common here, but we love being on your show on Monday mornings, the first Monday of every month, to talk about our magazine, and then doing the third Thursday of every month, doing North State Now. That is just a blast. We love and appreciate that you invite us to be here and share so much about our North State. So
well,
we love you guys.
I tell you what, you just have a fantastic magazine. I mean, this is world quality. I mean, it goes international everywhere.
Oh, thank you.
And so, I mean, it's easy to see, I mean, when people talk about, well, what's Reading like? What's the North State like? We just hand them a copy of Enjoy the Magazine.
Yeah, and we love to share it with family, and we send them, you know.
Enjoy boxes.
Enjoy boxes with the magazine in it. And we've got some family that's coming in from Chattanooga, and the first thing I'm going to do is take them into the Enjoy store, which now segues into another local business who used to be right next door to our studio.
Yeah.
The Mosley Cellars, and Mimi's here tonight. And thank you so much for bringing wine for our event.
It's what I do.
You're everywhere. You poured before you.
Wine?
Well, you poured before you came.
Yep.
Marty's off pouring.
Yep.
You've got your big dinner that you're happening, your wine pairing dinner on Saturday night. So you're always, you talk about somebody, both of you, involved in the community, like, you know, and Marty's flying all over the place, and everywhere I go, you're pouring with Mosley Cellars.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you. And, you know, we loved being next door to you guys, and y'all kind of took us under your wing a little bit and showcased us here in the studios, and that was 9 years ago when we were next door.
It was a beautiful room, too.
Yeah.
And you started, you
had a cigar room in the back.
It became too small for you very quickly
because
you all just expanded so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, there goes the cigar room.
I know.
Yeah,
there goes
you know
the
what?
Cigar room.
Well, that's why you have to go back to
Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew.
Okay,
that's
but
right.
Here's what's interesting. Your new space used to be
where I used to work. It was our break room.
And it's where Yvonne and Jamie first met.
Right.
And it's just it's got
weird?
So much history and it's so beautiful. And when we first moved here, I applied for Leadership Reading, and that's how I met Rhonda.
I love it.
And Rhonda was on the steering committee. We've served on the steering committee there. I believe that that's part of the community that if you really want to get a taste for what Reading
is
all about.
A backstage pass.
It is.
Oh, I love it.
And it is so much fun. And I truly believe Leadership Reading gave me the voice that I have in the community now.
Well, I tell you what, let's talk a little bit about that voice, is that you're not afraid to jump into things with both feet.
Uh-oh.
And I mean it in a good sense. I'm not talking about being rude or pushy or anything like this, but you help out. You see things, and you go, you know what? We can get involved in that, and we can help with this.
Yep.
And you do that.
You do that.
And you're not afraid to talk about things. You're not afraid to take a side, which really infuriates me with a lot of people, is they get into this, oh, well, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know if I should say anything and all that. Boom, there's Mimi.
That's the mouth of the South.
There you go.
We are, you know, and I rarely will speak out against something unless it just ticks me off.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an instance like that just very recently, and I thought, you know what, I can't stay silent. I have to talk about this. This is a wrong that was committed, and I will stand up for things like that. And in some cases, I would have been buddies with these people, but somebody, if you cross a line and you are disrespectful or you try to hurt somebody, I'll come after you.
Well, good. You know, we just recently went to San Francisco, and we drove to see General Mattis.
Oh, yeah.
And he became my new hero.
Yeah.
And one of the things I took away from that is that they said, you know, after how many campaigns he's been through, and he's an expert, and just like they call him the
The warrior monk.
The warrior monk.
Yeah.
Such a reader. The history repeats itself. And why I'm doubling up or coupling on what you're saying is that he said what the guy that was a moderator said, what keeps you up at night? He said, what keeps me up at night is that I feel that America is so divided. And he quoted Lincoln is that suicide, you know, we're a great experiment in suicide.
Yep.
But
the only thing that could defeat us is suicide.
Yeah. If you feel that somebody is being called a terrorist or they're being called other words, is that please stand up and defend that person. Mm-hmm. You should be able to say, I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Yep.
What are you doing? Let's have dinner at 5.
Yeah.
You know, that's the culture we used to have. Mm-hmm. We need to get back to that.
Yeah.
So this is why we do what we do.
Yep.
You do what you do. Enjoy does what he does. Because we want to share our love. That we
can find
a place to be able to talk about topics and even disagree. Yeah. But we do it respectfully.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
I think, too, that we here in Reading, we have such a great opportunity to make a difference. I voted my entire life. But until I moved to Reading and voted, I never felt like my vote counted. But here I can see my vote change the way that the fabric of our city, and it excites me. And I feel like I can be a part of the positive change that's happening in the city, and I don't want to miss it. I want to be right on the front line, and I will cheer everybody along as best I can, but I will slap you down if you need it.
That's so Southern. I love it.
It is.
Okay, now we're going to have to take a break.
You can say anything you want as long as it ends up with,
y'all.
Bless your heart.
There's somebody on the line here, and I can't.
Oh, somebody's calling
in. It's going
on.
Who is it? Who's calling?
Bonnie Sharp.
Well, you know what?
Who?
Bonnie Sharp.
Oh,
hey,
hi, Bonnie Sharp.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I felt like I was interrupting. I know you got lots of people want to say, but I just hope you know how much you and Carl and the work you do means to Jim and I, since we love our Reading so much like you do, and so I'm so happy for you. We were going to come down. We thought, no. They got lots of people
You're always
Lenny
welcome Arrell, here.
This is a beautiful comment, and thank you so much. We appreciate all that you do, because you've been very instrumental in, the Reading and Visit Reading and the people coming in from all different parts of the world that come to Reading, and there you are at Turtle Bay with your offices saying, okay, here's where you go and this is what you do.
Well, you know what, Linda? I'm not at Turtle Bay anymore. I mean, the Convention Visitors Bureau is now in the old Thompson's store downtown. So we have a new location, and we're trying to grow the, people, letting people know where to come to get information. And it's amazing how many people have found us, even, because we haven't been there that long. But anyway,
we'll help push that out a little bit.
I hope
we'll have you call in, and we'll do a whole segment on that. Yeah, Bonnie. Great.
Thank you so much for what you and Jim do for our community.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you, Mimi, from Mostly Sellers and what you and Marty do.
Rhonda,
and, of course, Rhonda.
Thank you.
You can hear Rhonda.
Thank you.
The third Thursday of every
month.
Thursday night here.
No, the third Thursday of the month.
Every month.
And the first Monday.
And the first Monday morning. Right,
and when we come back, we have more special guests that are here at KCNR tonight. So stay tuned and hold on to your seat.
Yeah,
we got more
right
coming. Anniversary.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Right now we're swigging down Mosley wine.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you. Like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey, welcome back to a special edition of North State Now with Carl Lindebaut. This is, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary here. We got a lot of people that have come cycling through here and are joining us. And Trish Clark is with me, and Trish has been a part of us for years. And on Thursdays, she's my Thursday girl.
I'm loving this, yeah. And I'm going to get to interview these politicians.
Yeah.
We're going to get right in that.
We got Baron Browning from Anderson, and we have Joe Clemente, Board of Supervisors, District 1, my district. Yeah.
And my district, District 5.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. We've covered everything.
Okay. All right. Now you're in for it.
So, Baron, thanks for coming by, and Semper Fi, buddy.
Hoorah.
Got the Marine Corps ball coming up here.
I came for the food, the cake, and the free tickets.
Well, there you go. That's why you come. That's why I'm here.
Why else would a politician show up to something?
Free food, free booze. Got it. And Joe, thanks. You've been in Sacramento all day.
Yeah, I took my son down, turned around, and came back because this event was very important to me. And unlike Baron, I came to see you.
Well,
that was my motivation.
Wow.
And you stood me up.
And I'm thinking neither one of them are up for election right now.
Yeah, neither one of them are.
Wow. I know. Wow.
Well, you know, we want to thank you all for what you've done for our community. I mean, we may not agree on all the things that you do, but this is why we don't endorse candidates in our local elections, because we so much appreciate what they do. It doesn't mean that we approve of everything, as you all know, but I so much approve of you putting it out there for the community.
Thank you.
And Joe, you and Baron, that's what you do. And there's no vindictiveness or anything like that. You make decisions based on what you think.
Yeah, a lot of it really does come from what you know and what you believe. And for me, and I know I speak for Baron as well, we have no interest in a career in this. This is really about what we could do to make our communities better.
So you're a one-term guy? Is that what you're saying?
It will be not more than two terms. The voters will decide whether I get a second term, but it will not be more than two terms.
Okay. And Baron, you're just going to wait till what? Congressman LaMalfa falters a little bit?
Well, I might have to move into Joe District.
Okay, that's right. If he's only going for two, yeah.
Right,
I just saw the whole place tilt over to the first district here.
Well, I'm going to agree with Mimi from the last segment, and that is that, you know, it takes a lot to stand up and speak your mind about what you believe in and what you think is right or wrong. But at the same time, you got to do it respectfully.
Absolutely.
And understand everybody's got an opinion on that, and everybody's got a heart for it, and listen to both sides. And if you do that and you make the honest decision that you're going to make based on all the knowledge you have and the way you feel at that moment, then it's okay. Yeah. And an opinion means they care. Absolutely. Much rather have caring people than apathetic people.
Well, and what we really want out of our elected officials, and I can speak to this because I did that for 20 years, I think what the people really want is for you to really feel what you're doing and do it because you care about making a difference in your community and not whether you can get reelected.
Absolutely.
Because that has to be the whole key.
That's got to be the decision you make.
Absolutely.
You've got to do it because you've taken all the information, you've listened to all the people, you've used your own common sense, and then you make a decision that you can live with and you know is good for your community. And you doesn't make any difference whether you get reelected.
And you know what irritates people is when you hear, when you see elected officials, oh, we need a committee to help us make that decision.
Yeah, we elected
Wrong
you to make the
amundo.
Decision.
Yeah.
Don't be getting a committee to take the heat off of
I'm not
you.
A committee kind of guy.
Hey, we just want to thank Joe for coming in tonight, Joe Comente and Baron Browning, and always. Baron, we've got the Marine Corps ball here and coming up.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. And we've invited the Board of Supervisors. You can have your own table there.
That would be nice. I would certainly be engaged.
See
in
what
that.
the man side of the aisle does here.
I'm going to take notes.
Joe can afford it. I might just buy the whole table.
I might just video it. That's where I can, refer back.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us. Hey,
you know what?
We're going to preempt our next hour because we've got a lot of people to talk to here. So we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you.